Pop star Cyndi Lauper launches pro-abortion fund called Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights. By Warner Todd Houston on October 12, 2022. Pop star Cyndi Lauper revealed that she started a pro-abortion fund she calls Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights, a group she says was inspired by her late mother. The 69-year-old singer, whose Girls Just Want to Have Fun song became an 80s anthem, said her incredible late mother, Catherine Lauper, inspired her to launch the fund, the Daily Mail reported. If you don't have control over your own body, how can you be anything but a second-class citizen? Lauper said. Now, the government has control over your body, not you. What should be a private medical decision between you and your doctor is now a government decision. So, this is a big issue for me. Lauper's mother passed away in June, but she spoke of her mother's struggles with a bad marriage. I got to see firsthand the inequalities and the dichotomy of what it was like to be a woman in the world, she told People, adding that the lesson helped her have a very low level for BS, Lauper said. She was incredible, and I'm just lucky that I got to have her as my mom because it inspired me to do so many things, including this Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights Fund, Lauper added. Lauper made her announcement on Instagram. Lauper further claimed that a fundamental civil right for half of the population has been taken away in this country, after the Supreme Court rescinded Roe v. Wade this year, an act that inspired her to start her organization. Lauper added that she is partnering with the left-wing Tides Foundation for her new campaign. We must push back, which is why I am launching the Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights Fund at the Tides Foundation, she continued. It is more important than ever that organizations advancing women's rights and outreach programs ensuring access to safe and legal abortion, reproductive health, and prenatal care have the financial resources they need to do their life-saving work. Lauper claimed that women don't have full equality in the United States. And she also insisted that she saw how back-alley abortions affected women, saying, "Young people don't know what it was like. I saw it every day. I knew how it affected a lot of young women." Despite the singer's claims, though, even the liberal Washington Post has debunked stories from abortion pushers such as Planned Parenthood that say thousands of women died every year from illegal abortions. In a fact-check analysis from 2019, the Post concluded, there is no evidence that in the years immediately preceding the Supreme Court's decision, thousands of women died every year in the United States from illegal abortions. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.